me start this off by saying I love my father. And yesterday was Father's Day. So I don't want to pick on him too much.
Yeah, you got a cool dad.
But I have to, you guys. Oh. As a kid, he doesn't do what I do and try to embarrass me. He didn't do that when I was a child.
Okay.
Right.
But now that I'm an adult with my own children, now he thinks that this is a good time to start.
Okay.
And it's not at all.
I think it's fine.
We go out for Father's Day to a pizza place out in DeLand yesterday. And my daddy did it once before and I thought it was a joke. And then it comes out again. My dad has a grown man's bib. Like a full-on,
really?
Wrap it around with Velcro, put it on. Because my dad's a big guy, like me.
Right.
Okay.
So he puts it on in the middle of the restaurant, and everybody look around like, there's a grown man, he's wearing a bib.
Was he having lobster?
No, okay. No. We were just going to have pizza, but he spills on his shirt, like on his belly, every single time he eats.
He would be messy on Father's Day.
David, don't you dare side with
I'm
him
I'm just
on
trying
this.
To, does he keep it like in the glove box or something? And
no,
then,
back you pocket? Know where he carries it?
Where?
We've discussed this too, in his merce. He carries that Italian leather handbag that
okay.
we call a merce.
Yeah.
And he says, no, it's an Italian leather handbag. And it's like a shoulder bag, you
yeah.
know? So he carries that and pulls it out and puts it on. I'm like, please, you can't do that.
Why are you being so mean to your
I
dad?
I think that's fine.
No, you don't.
If he tried to put one on you, I could see you have an issue with it, but I think it's fine.
The grandkids are looking like, Papa, you're 72 years old. You can't wear a bib in public.
No, he's 72 years old. He needs to wear a bib in public.
He's 72. He can do what he wants.
Right.
My dad hates you now
he's
for saying that.
He's earned the right to do what he wants. So he doesn't like the tuck. He doesn't like having a napkin and tucking it into his shirt.
Which I think would be better if he did that.
It just seems like that would be uncomfortable. Go for the bib.
Well, the bib's choking. I mean, he's just strapped around his neck and it just hangs there so he doesn't spill on his shirt.
I like.
Does it get messy? Does he wipe his hand off on it? And
No, I didn't see that because I snatched it off his neck and put it back in his merce.
Did you really? You made him take it
I'm
off?
Like, I'm like, Dad,
really?
People know me in this town.
No,
I'm just kidding.
Kidding?
I didn't.
Well, merce thing is cool, though. You like that, right? I mean, that's great. Are you
Why?
Kidding? That's great.
That my dad carries a merce?
I think that's all. I want to bring it back. Like the fanny packs. Those are great. Guys need something to carry all their stuff
gosh.
In.
Here we go.
You do. The fanny packs aren't a great look. If you're in the parks, go on ahead.
That's what a backpack
maybe you don't
want to
put your lock stuff in a locker. You just do your fanny pack. But leave your dad alone.
Yeah.
He's 72. He knows what it's going to take for him to feel comfortable and... Leave him alone.
But did he drop food because he didn't have his bib on?
He did. He actually spilled on
See?
It. And Kylie called him up. Pop, you got your shirt. And he got wing sauce on it.
It's your fault.
Listen, just eat more carefully.
No.
But I think, I think he only does it just to get me.
It's not all about you. I know you think that. People know me in this town, Jay. I know you think that, but no.
All right, I'm not alone here, right?
No, you are.
No, come on. What do your parents do to embarrass you, even though now you're an adult?
Can we get your kids on the line?
They're still sleeping,
yeah, okay.
Dana. It's it's summer.
Yeah.
I'm talking about adults embarrassed by adults. What do your parents do to still embarrass you? Leia, how do your parents still embarrass you even though you're an adult?
Well, I'm 24 years old and I'm in law school. And my parents still track my phone every day to see where I am.
What?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I went out camping with my friends one weekend. And my mom called me. She thought I was kidnapped and lost in the woods.
Have you asked them and tell them that, like, look, I'm in law school. I'm a grown woman. You can stop this.
Yeah, I told her that. And then they said they can stop paying for my phone bill.
Well,
yeah, then there's that.
So that was the catch.
Hey, at least your parents aren't wearing bibs in public restaurants. It could be worse, Leia.
That's true. That's true.
Hi, Anthony. Is there something embarrassing?
Well, what I got to say is Jay should really take it easy on his dad, man. That guy's got an arsenal of pictures of him growing up.
Mm-hmm.
Hey.
Uh-huh. And if he's like my mom and she's on Facebook, we got to remind her. And your dad could have also went into the men's room, got one of them sanitary covers they put on the toilet seat and tied that around his neck for a lobster bib, like my friend did on his first date.
Oh, no. Okay, there's always a worse, I guess.
Wow.
Yeah. So you got to be careful because those pictures are going to hit Facebook, man, and then there's going to be no explanation.
Oh, yeah. 16-year-old Jay with the mullet and earrings. It's a good look, Anthony.
Yeah. and a lot of other stuff you probably forgot about.
You're right. All right. I got to watch myself. Thanks, Anthony.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.